Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport, the home of cycling, sponsored by Cyclist Magazine. A bonus episode for a day full of drama, stage three of the Giro d'Italia, Brad. 150 kilometres with a summit finish on Mount Etna. Yeah. We thought there might be a GC shake-up. And we got far more than we bargained for, really, yeah. Didn't we? Jonathan Caicedo, Education First, won the stage, but that was only a tiny bit of the story. Geraint Thomas, Simon Yates, both suffering huge losses.
But look what we were saying yesterday. Two of those four that you were saying yesterday.
Yeah,
just shows you that the nature of the Giro and how quickly it can turn around. I mean, I couldn't really believe that would happen, but I never underestimate the Giro. And look who's back now in the top five, six, looking like.
Well, the shark sensed blood, Italy, didn't he? Yeah,
just shows you. I mean, it was great to watch. Wasn't pleasant for me to watch Geraint like that in that pain.
Yeah,
I felt for him, you know. On the flip side, I was pleased to see Nibali up there. But yeah, what a stage.
Amazing stage. And the race as a whole now suffers in terms of the GC as a spectacle with one less contender. So G's lost 12 minutes and 20 seconds today.
Yeah.
Which you've got to say puts him out of contention even before. So we're recording after the stage, before we know the results of G's x-ray. So we know he's gone for an x-ray. We don't know exactly what he's done. We hope for the best.
Well, he was in pain. And if he's gone for an x-ray, it's clearly there's something that's causing him pain. I think that's put paid, you know. Whereas Simon Yates, there doesn't seem to be any explanation other than like physical, really, that's to his time loss.
Well, he started going backwards sort of seemed like 10 minutes or so after G started losing contact.
Yeah.
Shortly before they started climbing Etna.
Very early, in a shadow of the man that won Tirreno.
Yeah. So the four man coming into this race. So I think in many ways, Yates is the real surprise today. It's Theo Gegenhardt we're looking at for Ineos as their new leader, right?
Well, yeah.
But you pointed out we saw Castroviejo up there.
Castroviejo was up there.
The stage finish.
It's such a shake-up. I'm still trying to get my head around the whole thing.
Yeah.
The other one who has sort of somehow ridden himself back into looking like contention with the elimination of Yates and G is Jakob Fuglsang van Denemarck.
Yes.
So he's
good day for him.
You know,
so you're saying
but
how
1 minute in the Giro is lose like that. And it just shows you like how the tour was played out between 30 seconds and a minute for 3 weeks. The Giro, Nibali's come back from 3 minutes in the past to win. Froome, look at his exploits a few years ago. It's why it's the best race on the calendar. I mean, just from a spectacle point of view, as sad as it was to see G like that, my other favourite rider in that peloton is Nibali now, and I'm sort of going to be egging him along. There was a rider I thought had retired many, 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 many years ago, and that was Pozzovivo, still at the back.
Domenico Pozzovivo.
The man
who's
rides
now seventh on GC for NTT
his knees
Pro
go
Cycling.
10 to 2.
Yeah, and he's got his own style.
He's a
lovely distinctive.
Kid. And he's a kid. He's a lovely old man, and he's back in there now, and he always performs at the Giro.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely. It was great to see him there, and he kind of goes very unnoticed as well.
So Nibali is at 55 seconds on GC. Fuglsang, ninth, 1 minute and 13. João Almeida, though, is in pink tomorrow for the Quick Step.
And he got dropped, didn't he? But just sort of clawed his way to the line and came in enough time to take that pink jersey.
Exactly the same time as Caicedo. So it's Almeida at the moment is leaning on his time trial performance to be up there on GC. James Knox is by default now currently our big British shape at 1 minute and 40 seconds.
It's not a huge amount of lost time, is it? Day three, and it's already got 3 weeks to go now.
3 weeks to go.
And
a lot has happened already. So Theo, just to bring you up to speed, Theo is at 2 minutes and 33. Simon Yates, you've got to say it's not over for him on GC. 4 minutes and 22.
No.
But only 2 minutes and 51 from Nibali.
Yeah, it's not over for Simon. My only hope is that was a blip.
Yeah.
A bit like Liverpool last night. you know, but it could be worse. It could be a Man United fan at the moment.
Could be, yeah, it could be much, much worse. But and you do feel like it's a blip for Liverpool.
So, yeah, on Simon Yates, we did see Matt White at the finish. He knew nothing about them. I know I picked up in post-race that, you know, he may have had something, a stomach bug, something like that we didn't know about, but he wasn't aware of anything. The thing that struck me the most, when he came across the line, Simon, he had his shirt fully undone.
Yeah.
He looked in distress. Compared to his teammate who brought him over the line and the company he was in, might be imagining this, but was Philippe Ganna at the back with him or something? It was a group that you wouldn't expect Simon to see being at that top of that climb.
Well, Ganna was working hard for Thomas, wasn't he?
He was struggling the most in that group. So it doesn't bode well in terms of being a blip.
Although you do see Simon Yates sat in the middle of the peloton quite a lot. He's sort of quite comfortable in the middle of the pack. He doesn't necessarily need for his team to ride at the front for him to keep him out of trouble.
But it was his facial expressions that were worrying me. I don't quite know what happened. I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, so just to cover it off with G as well. So he crashed in the neutralised zone, which we've seen from amateur footage.
He rode over a bottle, didn't he?
A bead on, and his back wheel's gone over it, and he's hit the deck hard.
Yeah. And the nature of where his jersey was shredded, it looks like, I sort of seem to think he might have sort of fractured a rib or something, because the way he was struggling on the bike would lend itself to him struggling to breathe.
Yeah. He has terrible luck, G. Can't seem to stay on his bike.
Yeah.
I think as you mentioned on commentary as well, or as you mentioned on your Wiggins alert, he is hard.
Yeah. I mean, that is a freak accident in the neutralised.
Totally freak, yeah.
Not even part of the racing. So it just shows you.
But we've seen him complete the Tour de France with a fractured pelvis.
Yeah.
So we've seen him come through a lot worse.
Yeah.
As I say, though, it's almost certainly the end to his GC hopes.
I think so, yeah.
So soon. Yeah. How do Ineos approach it now?
I don't know. They have to shuffle up now, don't they?
Because Teo's got that experience of being team leader almost by default from last year.
It's a good question. I don't know, actually.
So we saw that he learnt a lot.
Well, he'll be disappointed that he has to become team leader now.
Yeah.
I think he was relishing the prospect of doing that for G.
Yeah. And they seem so settled. We were saying that Ineos are back and they're riding like the Ineos of old.
But maybe Castroviejo. Who knows?
Well, will he go stage hunting? Or what? So he's six minutes and change behind on GC. It's a long way back. I know we've got 3 weeks of racing to go.
Yeah.
So we saw Castroviejo come in eighth today. Jonathan Casiedo, the Ecuadorian champion, taking it for Jonathan Vaughter's Mighty Ducks. As we said, here's how Rob Hatch called it for us on Eurosport.
Jonathan Casiedo set off in a breakaway today that, for most part, looked like it didn't have an opportunity. Didn't have a hope in hell of taking the stage win. He has ridden brilliantly. He has ridden strongly. He has shattered a Sicilian dream on home roads. And Jonathan Casiedo looks set to win stage three of the Giro d'Italia on the top of mighty Mount Etna. Final few pedal strokes for EF Pro Cycling. They've come here looking for stages and they've done it already on the first mountain. Lawson Craddock got out in the break. Caicedo chased across and made it at the last minute. He will be thankful he made that effort. It's the effort he's made on the final slopes of Mount Etna that are going to bring him the glory. Last year an Ecuadorian winner, stage three this year already, victory again for Ecuador. Jonathan Caicedo does it for EF Pro Cycling. He's won the stage. He'll now be looking at the clock to see if he can take the Maglia Rosa.
So Brad Casiedo crossing the line first for the EF Mighty Ducks. We haven't actually mentioned their new kit, which Casiedo isn't in because he's in the Ecuadorian champions jersey. Their collaboration with Rafa and Palace.
Yeah.
We've seen them with the naughtiest of kits that's got them an awful lot of marketing press.
I mean, it's quite good for cycling, isn't it?
It's good to change it up, good to switch it up.
I know the UCI tried to block it, didn't they? Which is...
Well, they fined them 4,500 Swiss francs for their podium presentation.
Let's stop multinational brands coming in that are very cool to teenagers and things like that.
Going to appeal to a different market.
Yeah, let's stop that. Let's go to silly blue shirts and chino
again,
trousers like they all wear.
They've got their priorities the wrong way around, it would seem.
Yeah.
The most outrageous kit you ever wore as a rider?
Credit Agricole, those green ones.
Which kit did you dislike wearing the most? Just from a...
Credit Agricole?
Yeah. Why say?
I think when I was training my winter kit with green leggings and that, I think it'd always be like the green giant, you know, off the sweet
follow Robin Hood.
Oh, Green Giant off the peas and sweet corn. Green Giant, you know.
You were never fined for the old Green Giant leggings, though, hey?
No.
Flat stage tomorrow, Villafranca Terrena, 140 kilometres, the last one on Sicily. It's got to be one for the sprinters tomorrow, right?
Well, it's a climb in the middle. Could be raining. If it's raining, that descent's going to be treacherous. Who knows?
Could see a breakaway. We weren't necessarily expecting a breakaway today.
There's not any teams that are strong enough to control it. Yeah, it's this Giro, which is what's making it so good to watch.
Brad, you'll be back tomorrow with another bonus episode, so our listeners can hear more from you then. I won't see you until Wednesday. This episode, however, is sponsored by Cyclist Magazine. Listeners can claim the special offer of 3 issues for just £3. Cyclist Magazine is a celebration of everything that makes road cycling special, and every issue is packed with the most exhilarating cycle routes, in-depth road bike reviews, and expert opinion on everything from training plans and nutrition to kit and the latest tech. Simply visit cyclistmag.co.uk/Bradley Wiggins to get your 3 issues for just £1 each. Offer available to UK residents only until 30th of September 2021. Check the website for full T's and C's.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.